Delta County makes a lot of money with pot, and if they legalize it, it'll wreck the economy. If $10 million goes out of this valley or comes into this valley from pot and that goes away, then we're going to be in a depression.
I agree, but I'm going to vote for it anyway, just on principle.
How about you? Do you have any opinions on Amendment 64?
I'm going to vote yes on it.
What my comments on
Amendment
64?
Yeah.
Well, I think that might be a little better way to go about regulating marijuana.
Yeah. Why?
Than their current methods. It makes it less on the fringe, mm-hmm. which it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's pretty mainstream and it's in everybody's face. So, might as well regulate it like normal, mm-hmm. and not treat it like it's something freakish.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% in favor of it. Prohibition didn't work with alcohol, and prohibition is only causing problems with marijuana. It's a valid medicinal drug. Everybody should be able to grow it in their garden if they want to, and it'd be much safer for everyone all around, from drug wars down to individuals.
Amendment 64. Well, I'm in favor of it. I feel like it should be legalized, and I voted for it. But, of course, it's going to come down to the federal government if it does pass. It's something that needs to be done nationally. I mean, I voted for it in the state just because I think it's like prohibition or something. It's not enforceable anyway. I mean, as anybody who lives around here knows, it's really not enforceable. Everybody that wants one has pretty much gotten a medical marijuana card. The next step is just to say, okay, let's just treat it, like alcohol, and get some tax money from it, and help pay for schools or something. Because otherwise, it's. I don't think it's going to increase marijuana use too much. Because, like I said, until it's nationalized, I believe that you won't see a lot of marijuana stores. And plus, locally in the county, of course, the amendment allows municipalities in the county to opt out, just like the medical marijuana.
I'm extremely for legalizing marijuana. All the money they waste in the jails, and I feel like I can't believe it's not legal yet. After we're old hippies after all these years, and to take it away from the criminals and the Mexican cartels, take all that away. And anyway, I'm strongly for legalizing marijuana. It's a lot less harmful than alcohol. It should be, at least the same as alcohol.
Do you guys have anything to say about Amendment 64?
I have a really base understanding of it, but when I read the ballot and am coming to understand that the first $40 million in revenue is going to support education, my vote's yes. I'm in favor.
I'm all for it, except my only reservation is the industrial hemp messing up cross-pollination with my medicine, and I don't want that to happen.
Some people think it would hurt the black market as an industry. I mean, obviously,
it might. Tomatoes are legal, and people will go out of their way to buy an organic tomato that tastes better and has flavor rather than go to city market. So there'll still always be a market for the kind.
I think that it's imperative that we start utilizing the hemp plant as a whole for our paper, our renewable resources, how quickly it grows, and because a big thing that I've heard from other individuals is that a cross-pollination from the industrial hemp with the medicinal marijuana, and I think that that's just preposterous as far as like not voting for Proposition 64 because of that. So I'm very encouraged by it.
I think it's an idea that the time has come. A lot of taxpayers' money being wasted incarcerating non-criminal people, and basically the last four administrations of this country have admitted to smoking marijuana. So that's all the way back to Clinton. Clinton, George W., and O. have all smoked. Come on, people. It's time.